National Cattlemen's Beef Association Environmental Counsel Scott Yeager explains what that means.
When we first set out in this lawsuit, which started back in last July, so we're getting close to a year now, our strategy was that we wanted to start in a district court that we thought would understand the issue from our perspective and give us the most chance at winning. And that court was the 5th District of Texas in front of Judge Hanks. And you know, I think that still continues to be our preference. If we had a choice now, we would want it to be in the district courts and to have all those various district court cases trickle up the court system through the appellate courts and then eventually through the U.S. Supreme Court. But now, if this Sixth Circuit Court decision remains in place, the Sixth Circuit Court will be the court that kind of collects all the cases and will be hearing it as one big case. Even if it does stay with the Sixth Circuit, I think there is a good chance that the judges of the Sixth Circuit may overturn the rule. And the reason I say this is because if you look at that nationwide stay order back in October, they actually preview the merits of the case as if they were going to hear it. And they say that there are some serious procedural flaws in the rulemaking process. And they also said that the rule looked like it didn't even comport with Justice Kennedy's opinion in the Rapanos case that was the last Supreme Court case. So it looks like these judges may have enough information, and it sounds like they might be kind of siding with us and that they think there are some big problems with the rule and that they may ultimately overturn it if they keep this case.
Yeager says the good news about the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the challenge to the WOTUS rule means the stay against it does continue.
The biggest thing to take away from it is that the nationwide stay of the WOTUS rule will remain in place for the foreseeable future. And that's because, if you remember, back in October, the Sixth Circuit actually created that nationwide injunction to begin with. So now that they're saying that they're going to keep jurisdiction of the case, it means that the good news from it is that the nationwide stay will stay in place.
And while the court case against WOTUS continues, Yeager says they still hope Congress will act against it.
And I think that's our preference, is we would want Congress to act here to define WOTUS in the U.S. That's their job. That's what we've been pushing them to do for the last however many years, and we'll continue pressing that issue.